With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Before we start this special Summer League edition of Road Trippin', we want to tell you about our great partners at Oakley. Trust the best in the eyewear business with your summer fit this year. Oakley is not only the best looking eyewear on the market, but also the highest quality. Get over to Oakley.com to snag a pair today. That's Oakley.com. Fun, we're back in Las Vegas. I didn't even think we'd make it a whole year, and here we are.
We did.
God. We made it. Us.
Oh, we are here.
We are here.
You didn't think we'd make it a whole year. Can you lower it a little bit? Because I can't see Allie when you do that. I can lower this for a
lot of
I wasn't
of jokes.
Sure if we'd make it.
You weren't sure if we'd make what?
Well, seeing how this one started. And can we all preface and let everyone know? Obviously, this is Road Trippin', Richard Jefferson, Channing Frye, I'm Allie Clifton. This is your first time ever listening to Road Trippin', but Channing is not in his normal state. And I'm actually kind of bummed about it because Vegas Channing is my favorite Channing. But here we are. What do you got to do? You have some responsibilities today.
I have, in my 4 years, I promise you, have never done more research than I have doing color. I'm in-studio guy.
Can we back up 2 weeks ago when you told us on episode of Road Trippin', you told us that you were calling games, and I said, are you going to prepare? And you said, for what?
Oh, yeah.
And but now then, all you've done.
Oh,
yeah. It's hard because, number one, you think, dang, these are young guys trying to make you can't mess it up. Even though you're going to mess it up, you got to have some knowledge of where they come from, right? Luckily, it's the first game. Wembanyama's playing, so who knows how many people will watch. So, like, for me, I want to know, like, Amani Bates is playing.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what he did at Eastern Michigan, like, what his story is. I want to pump up the Cavs. I want to pump up these teams and the players playing. But this is, on the plane over here, I realized this is its own thing. Like, Summer League is not... Oh, if you play good at Summer League, you're just automatically going to make a team.
Yeah.
Because the team already has a roster except for like
12. One or two spots.
So these other guys are like playing for first team over EuroLeague. They're playing to play in Australia, Turkey, Japan, Korea.
G League.
So for me, I'm looking at this like, okay, I'm not the biggest fan of color. Color commentary. But I want to do right. I want to give it a, you know, I'm on the first 3 days. I want to do right by it. So I'm actually like focused.
Yeah, let me say this. What's the best way to say it? You got a shitty job, right? Let me say this. No. This is why you have a shitty job. Right now, if someone were to tell you to break down the Denver Nuggets roster,
yeah.
Right? The break down the NBA finals.
Yeah.
To a man, to a T.
Yeah.
Right? You know every player, you know everything, you know how they play. You don't know nothing about those guys. So typically your research is far different. This is exponentially harder.
Can I tell you what's even harder than that? Coming here the last 3 days, where they don't even know the roster because they're flying guys
in.
So I literally was just joking with Matt Weiner, who's the best.
He's best.
Matt is like this.
Yeah.
And the whole time, after I realized like what was happening, I was like, this guy's not even on the roster. Where'd they get him? They were like, oh, they just signed him today from Denver.
Yeah.
He flew in and he literally, his bag is right there. And now he's playing 48 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? My job here is to make Matt Weinert laugh.
No,
I actually agree, though, that is a important role, especially when it comes to Summer League, because I don't think people are necessarily tuned in for
the individual.
Exactly. It's about like it's summer. It's the NBA in summer.
Right.
So it's fun. It's casual. It's lighthearted. I mean, hell, you guys are wearing freaking polos. Yeah. Like, you're not buttoned up in a suit and tie. And
but it is, yeah.
Your sideline reporter has a tall task because she is fielding all those.
Brooks.
Yes.
So, she's already, she's like, yeah, I interviewed 15 people already. So
yeah.
They'll all be here.
Yeah.
I was like, damn.
That. Just don't lose your own personality.
No.
It's hard for me not to, because I will say, no, ooh, that's going to get them to the bench.
Can I
please throw one of those out.
Can I give you a couple tips? Okay. One tip. If you don't know the name, if you don't know the name, you can keep that tip. If you don't know the name, wait for Matt Weiner to say it and then repeat it how he says it. I always do that. If I don't know how to do something, like you can ask him, or if you forget because there's just so many names, or if it looks like Jason, but it's Jackson. I don't know.
Right.
You just wait. You wait for Matt to say it. And he's like, look, great job there. That was a great pass. And then he was like, Michael Smith. Oh, there. Yeah, Michael Smith's doing a great job.
Last year, I'd be like, man, number 42. He's like chanting his name is Alfred.
See, that's the
I was like,
best.
Number 42, Alfred is balling MVP. They're like, chanting, he's only played 6 minutes. He cannot win the MVP.
See, what you're doing is what I did. And look, I had many of
And not in Salt League.
No. Yeah, I was doing that. Look, at ESPN, it is a very, very different vibe.
A little bit.
Yeah. No. I say it as this. Just like I was doing that. I was calling games very similar to that. Just, hey, let's have fun. And it was just like, no. And then as you understand and learn it more, as you mature, that's the best way to say it. As you mature, you recognize, what the job is. And that's really to highlight the game. Yeah. I enjoy your calls quite a bit.
That's so funny. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting today. Luckily, it's Cleveland, so there's much to talk about. And then we have Atlanta, and then we have Sacramento.
Let me see. I was going to say, I printed it out for you.
I already got it back there, yeah.
You did all of those notes?
No, hell no.
That's very smart. I'm so proud. You AI'd it.
Our guy, Underdog.
Oh my God, the best researcher ever.
Yeah, he's the best.
Love him.
Who's Underdog?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, he's wonderful. Okay, before we're going to have to step aside because we have another guest coming on. But before we do, and this is going to be dated by time it airs, so let's not talk too much into the moment. But since we are here in Vegas and Victor Wembanyama will be making his debut, when it comes to the season, in his rookie season, Vegas says that he will average 17.5 points and 8.5 rebounds per game. The last player to hit those marks was Carl Anthony Towns in the 15-16 season. Do you agree with him?
17-8. Wow. I'm gonna say no. I think, which is little.
That's close. That's close. That
14 to 16. I think 14, because you also got to look at who he's playing with, right? So like, where is he going to? How is he going to score if he gets double teamed?
If you average 17 a night, you never did it, Channing. I did it a couple of times. If you average 17
bad
a night.
Teams.
That's not true.
Milwaukee was horrible.
It wasn't the only time.
Utah was trash.
Oh, God.
Yeah, see, I know your shit.
What? Anyways. Yeah. Utah, I averaged 10 points a game in Utah.
And that's about right.
It was year 16. Huh? Yeah. Anyways, back to what we were saying. What were we saying?
17 and
average
9.
Averaging 17.
17 and 9.
18 and 9, technically.
Oh, okay. So 17 and 9. That basically means like every other game you're in the 20s. Like that. Like, let's just put that in perspective. Like that means if you have 15 one night, you got to get 23 the next night. And that means that basically means every other night you're every other night you're in the 20s. And that it seems like I think he would exceed expectations if he did that.
For sure.
He would exceed expectations.
I think physically, it's going to be
That's a grind.
Hard. That's a grind for a smaller build guy who's built like an alien.
Yeah.
Like, I think you could look at some of the more physical players, why they've had
Zion,
success.
Zion, LeBron. Dude,
but like, if Zion's jumper doesn't work, he's physically like, he's just like, man, get the hell out of my way, little boy. It's ridiculous.
He's
but
breaking
like
Shaq's records for field goal percentage. And he's a perimeter player.
But like, think about Wemby got a ha 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 ha, and then all of a sudden a little guard gets up on him, and now he has a 7-foot dude who could do that with him. This ain't France no more. Now I think he's gonna be successful. I think he's gonna have 40-point games, and I think he's going to have 8 and 10-point games. I just don't think it's going to – well, 48 divided by 2 is 24. But anyways, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. You're just saying it's going to be all over the spectrum.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like 17 a night is a level – is a pretty good level of consistency.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And
for a rookie.
And look, he might do it, but I would just think he would exceed expectations. That's all.
For sure.
If you tell me he averaged 15 and 7, and then the next year, because people want to talk about Tim Duncan, but Tim Duncan came in at 22 years old. Give Victor 3 more years, I could see him coming in like Tim Duncan.
Yeah, he also played with David Robinson. He also like had a squad
around.
And they were like, oh, what do you
get? Sean Elliott.
Yeah, he had an MVP on the league.
Avery Johnson. Like, he had tons of veterans.
Sean Elliott? Yeah.
MVP in David Robinson.
I just don't think no offense to the Spurs right now. I'm looking like, what does their roster look like?
Well, I was just going to say, would it change if you threw out a week ago Dame could possibly?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think Victor and Dame are not on the same timeline. I think when Victor will become dominant, I just think that Dame might
as
well stay in Portland.
No way.
We're going to take a step aside. We've got more on Victor coming up after. But for now, we've got a special guest joining us. Hey, Road Trippers. Our next partner has a product we're personally using every day. We're all taking Athletic Greens because we want more energy, better immune systems, and we all got tired of taking all the pills and vitamins. You want to see what all the hype is about? It's obvious. Every scoop of AG1 tastes great and helps us to feel our best in the morning. We have the peace of mind knowing that we're beginning every day with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, and even probiotics. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your own health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Again, go to athleticgreens.com/roadtrippin and get started today. Hey, Road Trippers, Channing and I love our dogs, and we want them to have the best food and nutrition available. That's why we feed our pups food from The Farmer's Dog. Whether you have a young puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet. The Farmer's Dog helps to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with them. The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients. Safe, clean, in safe and clean kitchens. It's the best option for dogs at all stages of life because it's not kibble, it's not canned goo, it's real food. The Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food, they also send food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you both live more healthy, happy, and full years together. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin to get 50% off your first box of food. That's thefarmersdog.com/roadtrippin. Calling all road trippers, we all know the problem with fads. They come and go, so when it comes to weight management plans, you need a long-term solution, and that's Noom. For some people, eating is an emotional experience, so when it comes to managing your weight, it makes sense that Noom has taken a psychology-based approach. This helps you to better build habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. Using both science and personalization, Noom helps you manage your weight for the long term. The best part is you decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Based on a sample of almost 5,000 Noomers, 98% said Noom helped to change their habits and behaviors for good. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The bottom line is, road trippers, Noom's changing how the world thinks about weight loss. So sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. Again, go to Noom.com and sign up for your free trial today. The Road Trippin' crew, Rich, Channing, and myself are real excited to announce our newest sponsor, Oakley. We've all worn Oakleys for years and love their different styles and commitment to quality. Oakleys are suited for everyday eyewear with frames and lenses allowing for an extension of self, an expression of your personality. With Oakley, there's more than meets the eye. Here on Road Trippin', we live by the mantra, look good, feel good, play good. And that's why Oakley is the best partner for our show. It's the start of summer, which means you need to upgrade your sunglasses now. Check out Oakley.com to get yourself a pair today. This summer, Oakley is offering Prism Lens technology. What's that? Well, it's cutting-edge proprietary technology from Oakley, and it's now available for everyday settings as well as, well, you want to know more? Head on over to Oakley.com. When you wear Oakleys, there really is more than meets the eye. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. We've worn a ton of different sunglass brands, and we can assure you Oakley is not only the best-looking eyewear on the market, but also the highest quality. So calling all road trippers, head on over to Oakley.com for more information and grab yourself a pair today. We should probably tell everyone who he is, Derek Lively.
Yeah, Derek Lively in the building.
Thank you.
Are you nervous? Are we nervous?
I mean, I guess.
No. Don't be nervous on him.
Yeah, so people, basically we bullied him, right, in a very respectful way because he's such a nice young man. We bullied him. It was like, well, where are you going? Come in here.
You know, I'm never going sideways.
And like, you know what? This is who he is. He's a good man. He sat down talking with us, gives us a quick chat. We're not going to keep you long. He's going to ask you some silly questions.
Silly questions. I'm going to ask you five silly questions. What up? Number one, what city are you most excited to play in?
I'd say either – I saw Sacramento was definitely popping. Either Sacramento or Atlanta.
I'm pretty sure no one on God's green earth.
Honestly, if you really look at it on like Instagram or TikTok or stuff like that, it really seemed like it gets
loud.
It gets loud in that building. That's what I want to see.
Oh, you're talking he's talking about arenas.
The arenas.
You said city.
Oh, I'm thinking about playing in the arenas. Yeah. Are we talking about actual cities?
Then yes.
The actual city. You know, I went the wrong direction. That's on me. That's on me.
Wait. He's like, wait. And then Jay found it back.
Okay. Gotta be careful. Now,
gotta
bro,
be careful.
Gotta be careful
because he was half right. Like Sacramento's getting better, and that is cracking in there, especially this year. It was so loud in there.
Hey, okay, so Channing is now calling games, right? He's about to call a game later today. And one thing that Channing does not realize is if you say something negative about a city, their entire fan base, the minute you start talking during any game, will just hate you.
It is the
worst. Yeah, it's probably the worst.
I said
job.
One thing about Memphis, that St. Louis style ribs were better than Memphis style ribs, and people swarmed me. And I just, at some point, I said, you know what? My bad, Memphis.
That's a terrible idea.
Of all the teams and all the places to make fun of, probably Memphis ain't on the top 29.
You shouldn't have chosen to do that.
No. Okay. So those are your two places. So you said Sacramento. What was the other one?
Atlanta. Honestly, I want to add in Memphis.
Okay.
Since we're going there, I got family.
Wow. Why Atlanta?
It's Atlanta. It's that simple. I feel like Atlanta, as a city, is overall, it has a lot of people coming in and out. And I feel like there's a lot of culture, there's a lot of music, and there's just always a lot of people back in the Atlanta arena.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. And then you said family in Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're excited to obviously.
Yeah. I definitely got some family who's been living in, I got aunts and uncles and some cousins who've been living in Memphis for a while. Mm-hmm. So I've gone there a couple times for like, some vacations, but to be able to be playing in front of that arena.
No,
would be
no wonder you got mad about my rib statement.
Okay, so you're the number 12 pick. Obviously, draft night has been well covered.
Damn, you got drafted higher than Richard too. Welcome to the club.
Having said
he's
that,
he's a piece of shit, bro. He's a piece of shit.
I was gonna let you have that
just complete. No. First of all, look. You know what? Welcome to the lottery pick club. I was also a lottery pick.
Fringe. Friends.
Well, he stayed in school for 4 years.
That makes it even harder. That makes it even harder.
Who does that? Who stays in school for 4 years?
Honestly, you know, it was his route. It was his journey. That's what happened.
Thank you. You're so kind and respectful. I love this dude. What was the night after you got drafted like?
It was just like, honestly, I remember being able to just like waking up and like, did that really happen? Was it a dream? You know, I remember driving back to Philly. I remember being around my family that night and just being able to say that I'm an NBA player, being able to say that I got drafted, being able to say that my dream's just getting started. So it was like, it took more than a week to be able to, for it to set in, but to be able to say that first night, it felt like there was pins and needles throughout my whole body.
Wow. Is that what it felt like?
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Pins and needles because you were drafted or because of extracurriculars?
No. Nah. It's because it's like there's certain experiences that very few human beings will ever get to experience. There's only been 5,000 whatever NBA players. Only 5,000 people, even less, really truly understand that experience of like, holy shit, I've been working since I was like 10 years old. And at 19, I am one of 60 players that are being called. Mm-hmm. Like, What the fuck?
It's mind blowing.
Exactly. It's honestly mind blowing.
I'm sorry. Does he know you?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
He was staring in your soul.
He likes your shirt.
I know it. This Old Navy be hitting, huh? For sure.
Can you tell us one thing that we may not know about you?
I just feel like I just like to have a good time. You know, I like to just put a smile on people's faces and just being able to have a conversation. You know, I feel like everybody, no matter if I'm walking in the halls down here, everybody's looking at me and just, you're so tall.
Yeah.
And it's always like, I'd rather have a conversation than someone just come up to me and say, you're so tall. Just be able to just ask me, what's my name instead of my height? I'd rather that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Guess what? That ain't happening.
It's never gonna happen. It's definitely never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen.
I just put headphones on and just walk.
7'1", 7'2" When I turn around corners,
you felt taller.
Let me sit.
He's sitting up straight. Don't do that. Don't do that.
He's different. Listen, anybody wear those got bounce. Anybody wear those got bounce.
I stay cozy. I stay cozy.
Yeah. Okay. That's bounce. You know what that is.
Will you go to the clubs with those on?
No.
Wow, that's a setup answer right there. I'm never going to answer that one. Come on.
Why would I do that? Never. No. It's all
okay. No, if you had one chance.
21. He's not 21. He's not allowed. You, Alec.
No, Alec, good math. That's Toledo
the
math.
The library.
Well, you said the club.
There's not a library.
I said clubs. Any like kind of.
Okay.
Yeah. The swimming club might work.
But from the start of this episode to now, way to pay attention. Well done.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. You got to be on your P's and Q's.
If you have a chance to punch on one person in the league.
Punch one person or
like
punch?
Dunk on somebody. There's dunking on somebody and then punching on somebody is a lot different. Punching is like where you get knocked down and then you're bear down, dog. I see.
Bear down, yes, sir. Have you ever punched? I know you've been punched on, but have you ever punched on someone?
Yeah, Samuel Dellenbert. And I looked at him like, of all people, it's me. It happened one time and I said,
You had one punch.
Right? No, I had a couple early.
No, don't fucking lie.
I had a couple early.
It wasn't your thing.
It's too much energy. Yeah. It was just too much energy. I'm not built like that, right? Obviously.
You're definitely not built like that.
Dog, listen, I've been
built like SpongeBob.
He said, I've been slipping. Come on.
I did my Peloton this morning. When you get 40, yeah, for sure I did. When you get 40, it's just like, do you wake up and you do man things and you got write emails and fucking get a calendar? You work out for a living.
Yeah.
It's literally your job to be in shape and that's it.
That's the amazing part, honestly. It's the best job in the world.
It's the best job.
Best job.
Best honestly, job
it is the best.
Do it as long as you
can. So wait, did you
want
to know who he's?
Yeah. Who is?
You got to be the king, you know, LeBron. Being able to put
these young fellas.
Oh, he'll get dunked on now.
Oh,
make no mistake.
My job is to get paid to get dunked on.
Yeah.
My job is to get paid to protect the rim. Yeah. I'm going to slip up and I'm going to get dunked on. I already know that. I've been dunked on before.
This is one thing. Like, I've been dunked on, right? Mm. Shit happens. Oh, shut the fuck
up. I just can't fall.
No, I can't fall.
Look, never
first,
gonna
of
let
all,
that happen.
First of all,
are you going to fall
I've
one
never
time?
I've never fallen.
If you play long enough,
I've been dunked on. I've never fallen one. And my shit is always this. I caught more bodies than I was ever caught. So that's it. As long as your ratio is about 150-1, you're good.
That's you ain't never like, won, no.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you about
but that you gonna see that one on everywhere though. You gonna see that one on every platform.
I keep the one, and this is my if I'm having a bad day, I go back in my mind to the time that Amari Stoudemire punched on Richard because he was late on a rotation
in San Antonio. And like Greg Popovich, no lie, Greg Popovich. You're
in the playoffs.
You're better off putting yourself in a bad position like that than to like, and not do it.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to go take
just
it all.
Commit
it.
There's
and then Greg Popovich, he might cuss you out a little less for trying. And I was like, the only reason why I even did it is because, let me tell you who Greg Popovich is real quick.
Because there's not just the game and what happens after that.
Mm-hmm.
Film, if you move, they like, what's up? You afraid to get embarrassed? This is what we do.
You're late on the rotation. I should have been there for the charge.
Yes.
Not trying to come over for the block. Mark, what's the problem? No, no lie. Channing calls me, right? He calls me and he's like, hey, how you doing, man? I'm like, good. He's like, how's not starting going? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, I was watching I turned on the Portland game or whatever, and you weren't starting. I was like, Oh, no, I started that game. I missed the rotation about 90 seconds. And he took me out.
I was in for 90 seconds and got out for a while.
90 seconds and he took me out.
That quick snatch?
No, but that's definitely who Pop is, and that's why he demands excellence, and that's why he's a great coach. And, like, you just that's what the situation is. But he does gets it out of his players. None of it's unfair. He's like, oh, you don't want to pay attention? Come sit here. Come hang out with me, fucker.
What's the biggest piece of advice you've been given going into the NBA?
Just be yourself. You know, everybody's going to go into the NBA. You know, a bunch of rookies are going into basically like a dark, empty room and trying to feel your way around it. You know, I feel like as long as you just go through each and every day trying to be yourself and not trying to change yourself and to try to get 1% better, you're gonna find success somewhere. It might not be this year, this season, next season, or the season after, but you're gonna end up finding success. That's what I've been told, at least.
That's pretty damn. Because it's like when I always see like young players, like Jordan Poole get traded, right? And people are, oh, this is like, you know, this is just part of the game, right? Like there is some emotional connection. I felt hurt when I fucking got traded from New Jersey when I was first playing there. But like ultimately, it's the job, right? And your level of professionalism consistently will ultimately dictate, you know, your chances of success in this industry. That's it. It's simple.
I think number one, you got to look at like, and we're just going to use Jordan Poole's situation. He was on a championship caliber team, mm-hmm. won a chip, got paid. Another team says, I like what you have. We need that. We're going to build around you now. We'll trade for you. So there's no lose in that situation for
That's
him.
That's a fact. You got to be able to understand the business.
Understand the business. You were like, well, I want to stay in this one place for this long and do this. That don't happen like that no more, right? And for me, the advice is great. If I would have known what I knew later in my career, I would have been way better in my first 4 years. But some stuff you just can't control. But, like, if you can take your routine and do that no matter whether you feel good or bad or if you're sad or if you have a good game or a bad game – you could do your routine and add something to it, whether that's an extra 50 shots, whether that's ball handling and passing. If you can add something over the course of the year and then 1 year goes by, 2 years goes by, you're going to evolve without even understanding why you're evolving because you're just doing your routine. And that's what I think a lot of rookies don't get. They like have a good game. They go out the next night or they go out that night or they celebrate. And then the next day they're like, oh man, I got to do this again.
And tired.
Yeah, they're tired. Not only that, but everybody watched that good game. And now that next dude who's thirsty.
They expect you to do it.
And not only they expect you to do it, but
they're
trying
to stop you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to stop you because somebody scores 47 in a row. I'm like, listen, I'll guard him. Because if you get 40 again, that's whatever. But if you don't, now you're going to talk about me. Now I'm a stopper.
I will give you one last piece of advice. We'll let you get out of here. We appreciate you.
No problem.
I see them knees starting to hurt.
Yeah. 7 foot. Now, this is my last piece of advice. And all players do it. Right, we don't talk about it often, but we all do. Do not allow, whether it's like emotional, whether it's situational, whatever it is, don't allow that to affect your conditioning. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't allow that to affect your conditioning. A coach could not be playing you, right? And you're bummed out. So are you going out? Are you not working out as much? Are you not putting – that's the time to put in more work, right? So if a coach doesn't play you that – but there are so many players, and you even hear this about great players, whether it was Luka or Zion or Jokic, talking like their conditioning. Some guys are like trying to get in better conditioning. Some players have. So don't allow conditioning to be anything that
wavers.
That's it. Because that's the, like LeBron James, you never hear about his conditioning. Steph Curry, you never hear about his conditioning. There's certain Giannis, you never hear about his conditioning. That's why they are who they are.
They're always working.
They always working. Fucking working. Like, that's it. Like, you don't ever, like, oh, can Giannis improve on this? Can he do that? Conditioning is never a word said from those top players.
Hell, you just saw Luka running stairs like a month after season. There was so much talk about him and being in shape and whatever. Luka is Luka. But you see him running these stairs a month after season, and well, season
maturity.
Doesn't even start till October.
It's maturity. When the season's over, if you just happen to not make the playoffs, that's the regular season. You're supposed to still be playing until June, so you got to trick your body into playing until June. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep your workouts on. Your vacation don't start till after the finals are over, and then you prepare your body so that when it does happen, it's not like, oh, man, my body shuts down because we're creatures of habits. So if every April 9th you out in Mexico on April 10th, 4 or 5 years in, and you make the playoffs, you're like, your body's going to the margaritas instead of to the gym. Mm-hmm. It happens. Right. So, yeah, stay ready.
That's ready.
I really appreciate that.
Man, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, I think this is the nicest Richard has ever been to a former Blue Devil.
We've been hanging out before. He's already made fun of me.
You hang out with JJ all the time, and you still curse that man.
I don't fucking like JJ.
Thank you. There you go. Derek, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you,
guys. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And get to the library. All right, Rich, before we wrap this episode up, you are new into something.
Oh, my God. Me? Everyone. I'm on Threads.
Oh, so am I.
Right? Are you?
Yeah, of course. Dude, it's actually it's what I would want Twitter to be. Ugh.
Why, though? I need explanation from this standpoint. Why is it different than Twitter?
Well, people aren't as mean yet. People aren't as mean there. Right? There. That's what makes it fun. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
It's you're getting more of a interaction, right? And then there's so many bots on Twitter. And I obviously work for Twitter also. So, but like Twitter is a lot. Woj is still on there. So that's where I get my information. Mm-hmm. But as much as I get information is as much as I'm like, I did not need to see that today. Like,
yeah,
I'm just going down rabbit holes. But this, it seems like more genuine, real conversations.
So basically what we're saying is that people just need to be nicer.
Way nicer. Yeah, also, you have no choice of getting on Threads now because Zucky said, if you're not on Threads, you can't get on Insta.
He did?
I think if you take one off, right? I think that's the thing.
No, I think, I think if you like try and delete.
Either one, you have to delete both of them. It's a package deal.
Oh, so you can just delete it off your phone?
Yes.
If you want to get off, but that's okay. Got it.
Yeah. No, it's not like,
one, you got to delete the other.
You can't just delete Threads.
Exactly.
The app?
No, listen. So there's Instagram.
Your account or
if you deactivate Threads, you deactivate Instagram.
I don't know. But no, I started this thread on here about random pictures because there's just some random pictures some people sent to me. My guy Eitan sent it. Shout out Eitan Suede Days. He's the guy that owns Suede.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah. So he sent me this picture. Where's it at? Look at this.
Holy crap.
Joey Fatone, me, Eitan. Oh, great. So basically, I started a thread of posting random pictures, right? I was like, hey, let's post random pictures. So people started posting pictures. And somebody on here was like, where is it at? He goes, loose ball boys.
Like, can you show them?
Oh, loose ball boys. So
behind you.
Yeah, they go, I'm going to shamelessly, what, behind me?
Oh, geez.
That's scary. I don't like the fact that there's a camera right there. That's very uncomfortable for me. I'm going to shamelessly plug our pod, ban me, because he posted it. And I was like, or I can give you a shout out on the podcast. So Loose Ball Boys. Hey, people, go follow them. Give them a listen to Loose Ball Boys. And I love your guys' name. That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, no. I'm digging Threads. Threads is a, I never tweeted. I like tweet the least
tweeting
amount.
Tweeting is great.
Yeah, see, you run a Twitter show.
Yeah.
Yes. You run a Twitter show.
It's great.
Yeah, I could see that. But that's not for me. But yeah.
And you're a big fan, Channing.
Yes, huge fan. Thank you.
I don't know why people are so confused by
Threads. Ellie, how do you feel about Threads?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure. I'm also someone that I understand the benefit of social media and et cetera, but sometimes I need to step away from it. So I think when I add it and I look at my freaking social app and I've got 8 apps staring at me of things to like keep up with, I just,
yeah,
a little bit. Ew. So it's just getting used to, but I don't want it to absorb and consume my entire being.
Right.
And because that's something that I just,
I think is like Twitter is information, like facts. Threads is a conversation and Instagram are pictures. TikToks are videos. That's kind of how you would break it down.
Yeah, that's a lot. Which I'm fine with. I think it's just a matter of like, what is your thing?
Right.
Yeah.
What is your thing?
Yeah. You're like over here building up one and then it's like, oh, or like, what's the.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's good. Like, and this is the thing.
Damn.
Let us know.
A lot of people. Here's the thing. A lot of people are interested in it because it's new. It's this. Yes. There's that. Like, it's an alternative, but it's going to have to serve a purpose for it to continue. It's going to have to serve a purpose. Facebook, what Facebook evolved into, what YouTube evolved into. YouTube is the second most, the second largest search engine behind Google.
Oh, YouTube right? Everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's going to have to evolve. Like YouTube was just like short videos. And now it's like every like box now comes with a QR code to a YouTube video of how to put it together. So it's like, it's going to have to involve all of this excitement. Mm-hmm. It's going to turn into something. And like, that's the thing is like, you're just curious of what it's going to evolve into. That's where the curiosity.
And the one thing that I think has done really, a really good job of evolving is Instagram.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I don't think anything will ever take that.
No,
down.
They've done the stories, the reels, there's this, they, you know, and well, typically they steal other people's ideas, right? They stole stories from Snapchat. They stole reels from TikTok. Like they just basically are just copying that because they want to be the one-stop shop. That's not a knock on them. It's unoriginal, but
so
that's
my question
capitalism.
Here, someone that is working for Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you delete Twitter?
No.
So you have to have them both.
I feel like for me, I could say, hey guys, like I'm going to do this show or this show is on like Facts where the response on Threads is like, hey, I'm watching the game, interact with me, right? It's more like live.
Okay.
Talking live, where Twitter, you may get bots that literally are still talking about something I said 4 years ago. And I'm like, dude, I don't remember what I said yesterday, dude. I do.
Yeah, well, and the bots are going to come no matter
what.
They're
going to come, but I like this this freshness right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
And the bots are going to come because the bots actually make the company's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's the amount of users that they have. So they're not incentivized. Like they want to clean it out so that the overall app doesn't become unusable, right? If there's too many bots. So their goal is to keep as many bots as possible while also maintaining a high functioning app. Because the bots equal money, right? It equals total users. It equals total engagement, like all of that stuff. So these companies aren't incentivized to really get rid of the bots unless it affects the user.
Yes.
Agreed. Channing, are you excited to go call your first game of Summer League?
Yeah, we're here now. Here we go.
Who are you calling it with?
Matt Weiner and Taylor Rooks. Well, I've been working with them for 4 years.
Yeah, listen, you know when you're like, you walk into a room and you're like, who's the weak link?
Oh, me, for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you guys think Vegas will ever get an NBA team?
Yes.
Oh, stop.
Yes, 100%.
Who's going to be first, Vegas or Seattle?
Oh, Vegas.
That'll be the two that happen. It'll be Vegas and Seattle.
At the same time.
Then they're going to move like Minnesota to the Eastern Conference, or they'll move Memphis to the Eastern Conference.
Do you think it'll become a 32-team league?
Yes.
Yes.
So we'll keep all 30 other teams?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think you're seeing teams have to really try to be bad now because the talent is evening out between the young guys who are getting older. Two more teams. Think about it. I'm literally doing a game where there's 14 undrafted guys who are like seem reasonably good. Mm-hmm. And now I got to go watch them.
Yeah.
But there's other rooms. Like guys are going to this team, that team. If you want even more parity, you're going to get a group of guys that go to Vegas. And then they may have one or two. You may get like a one-time stop shop Damian Lillard.
Mm. Fair. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to wrap up this edition of
Real Talk. I'm going to go to the bank.
Oh, God. Here we go. Goodbye.